Orufka.
5 years of living in America have surely changed me. When I arrived in 2003, drinking still water was inconceivable to me. For months, my poor roommate gave me rides to the supermarket until one day, after carrying 25 bottles of mineral water to our apartment, I realized in a flash that I was being ridiculous. From then on, I fearlessly chugged down whole glasses of flat water. Picking up the habit of watching reality TV proved much less useful. In the Czech Republic, TV stations don't air shows like the 650-pound virgin. But I searched until I found a substitute. Now, every Thursday night, I catch my latest fix of Iste, co jíte, or in English, you are what you eat. True words and watching overweight Czechs from all over the country being confronted with their bad eating habits, I often wonder about the quality of my own character. Still, just like some people's eyes linger on that piece of roadkill a bit longer than necessary, I just can't look away. The premise of Ste co jíte is simple. Dr. Katarzyna Zeithamlová and nutritionist Petr Havlíček help an overweight candidate lose weight. The methods employed are often brutal, such as the dreaded fridge raid. Zeithamlová mercilessly plunders the candidate's stocks while the candidate helplessly looks on. Offending items are quickly discarded or given to slender neighbors. In one episode, meat lover Petr was cured of his taste for sausage by a radical but effective method. Dr. Zeithamlová piled up what would be his typical monthly supply of meat. Needless to say, the dog was the only family member that seemed unfazed by the shocking exhibit. The pet's subsequent trip to his water bowl was readily explained by the doctor. Too much sodium, even for a canine. Another highlight of the season was undoubtedly the episode featuring the obese cousins Vlasta and Květa, two young girls of the tough shell, soft core variety. The episode culminated in a rousing closing sequence, and I cheered the girls on as they climbed up Pečín Tower, showing their newfound stamina off to the world. Czechs, unlike Americans, are still new to the concept of reality TV, and often they don't seem half as fake. Czech reality TV is more real, and has made me grow even fonder of the Czechs. Or maybe I'm just trying to come up with an excuse to keep watching.
Sara Borůvka with her letter from Prague.